I don't mean to be coy. There's there is a chance that EMS is looking for a new home somewhere in the area. So it's there could be the possibility that we can share and rent office space out of that hall. But it's exceedingly preliminary, and at this point in time, we can't really. So it is, that would be part and parcel to the making it. Just give it an upgrade. Right? If that opportunity did exist. So.
Yeah, because I knew they were having, well, they're looking at maybe a rebuild or fixing what they have in Berks Falls area too, I think, EMS.
Yeah, I believe it's the community paramedic program right now. And again, they have different issues that have to do with budget and stuff like that, whether they can maintain the program or not. All of these things they have to figure out first. But it's been a loose conversation with not necessarily the decision makers that the subject has come up. And so for me, I'm looking at it like, well, if this opportunity does exist, then we want to have our best foot forward to be able to take advantage of it. And so if we can't, we can't. If we can, we needed to do it anyways. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, anything else?
So that 30,000, is that okay?
Is it in there now? Is it?
It's in the part of this budget.
Yeah. It's okay with me. It's in there.
We haven't seen the final total here yet, so we say it's fine right now. But until we talk,
yeah,
about
leave it
departments.
In there for now.
The only other significant increase that we had was the training budget has increased.
Yeah.
And that is to meet our current certification goals by July 1st of 2026. So we are doing we're doing very well. It looks like we're going to make we should be we're completely on track to become a an interior certified department with technical rescue capabilities. So we are providing to our constituents the best possible service that we can. Really, we don't have the need to offer hazmat operations and stuff like that because, quite frankly, we have others within our mutual aid group who can provide that, such as Parry Sound, or in a big enough event we can call North Bay Sudbury Barry. They're going to come anyways, for a big enough event, and we don't have the amount of highway that they do and stuff like that. So. But we are looking very good. The guys and girls of the department are putting a lot of effort in, and it's going to continue on for the next 2 years so that we make it. So, but yeah, it's looking good. Yeah.
Good work. Okay. Want to take up all your time? So.
Well, I'm good for as long as you need me. So I just wanted to make sure I had the opportunity to explain anything that you could possibly have a question about. So.
Now we have to grind our wheels.
Yeah, it's
now the big improvements. They don't come cheap. I realize that. So.
No,
so,
no.
Certainly we appreciate that what you're putting into it and how you're, you know, making this an exemplary department. So.
Well, we're doing our best. We're doing our best to provide the best possible service that we can. I understand that there are some things that are above my head in terms of the decision making and so forth. And again, big picture budget stuff. That's where it falls on you guys. But the least I can do is say that this is what we can do, what we're willing to do, and what we're capable of doing. And you guys let us know if we can. So
sounds good.
Yeah. I think because even the tower, that's an important asset to the fire service for McKellar.
Oh yeah,
and to have to install a new one would be significantly higher than the maintenance that you have in here. So
yeah,
I think that's a very reasonable and responsible.
Yeah. So the quotes that you were provided were based on the tower being able to be refurbished, essentially tightened, and kept in service. And so if anything else was to change with that, obviously that means I have to come back and discuss it with you. But from the point of view of people who have inspected the tower, what it needs is a good facelift. essentially, and an update to the equipment, such as the antenna. So, yeah.
Now, who else is using it right now? I mean, that was the initial, the impetus to actually purchase that tower, is that other people might come in and want to use it.
I thought I seen NetSpectrum
yeah.
there.
So NetSpectrum has a contract with us. It is apparently a very good contract for them for the space on the tower. So I don't know whether the opportunity exists. That's a Roshan
yep.
thing. The opportunity may exist to renegotiate or adjust that. It's not my ballpark. The roads department at one point in time was using our tower. Or at least they have the capabilities of doing so, and so they could totally do it and have better service themselves within the township if they wanted to jump in on it. So.
I do recall that when the township took it over about 2000 or so, around 2000?
Yeah, 98 or 99, I think, is when it actually came
right.
in. Yeah.
So then it had, I'm sure, well, what I recall was that it had gone through a refurbishment at that point in time. And then I recall in different budgets where we had allocated money for it being repainted as well. So there has been some stuff that work that has been done on it since the initial number you said, or 1984. So there has
that's when it was erected, yeah.
Yeah. So there was work done on it,
and that's entirely possible. We've done a complete search of the GL codes back as far as we have records for, and we can't find anything beyond last year. We did $750 worth of maintenance, and that was replacing the batteries. That is our 6-hour backup power for the tower. But that is really, we haven't found, when we went through all the GL codes, we couldn't find anything.
Up to the 2008 or something, we went through the GL and the
yeah.
fire department and couldn't find any big expense which relates to the...
Yeah, and I do recall that too, when we got from doing some painting or something.
In other words, it had, I believe it went through a certification process at that time. And
that's entirely possible, but that where the documentation is beyond me. It's not in my office, so I've torn it apart to look for that. I've found all the NetSpectrum documents and so forth that give us the specs of the towers and what they use and what their draw is in terms of and their contract, and nothing that we've been able to locate tells us any major upgrades or major renovation to the tower, at least back to the beginning of the GL codes.
Well, even if they did it in 2000, it's time.
Absolutely. Well, we're 24 years now, right? So yeah.
So it's time.
Yeah. So.
So is it okay if we do we go for the RFP for these three items or?
Well, yeah, they're substantial purchases. So I guess what we can do is I can start compiling the details of what we need for an RFP purchase, I can really dig into that procurement service, which I think the township could benefit from as a whole, because it's not just us, it's roads, it's wherever, and see and come back and essentially show you what this service is, the various companies that offer it, and is it of interest. We'll know, well, we have essentially opinions and testimony saying that people have been very happy with the results of it, because it just sort of cuts the red tape down and expedites things with pretty much the same results.
So then you need an RFP to get a procurement service?
Well, I don't know. Yeah,
that's it's not a screen in it.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Who knows? So if you would like to look into it yourself, it's canoe procurement.
I think we do have a canoe, and roads department normally buy it from them.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Then if we already have their services that we contract, then why? I mean,
normally the tires they buy from the canoe and some other items.
Perfect. So then if we already have an account and we already have that capability, I mean, that's the kind of thing that we should be using for anything that requires an RFP. So,
and as for the three items, the portable radios, radio tower maintenance, and station 2 exterior painting?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, we could, yeah, station 2 interior painting. I mean, you tell me what your, they're a procurement service, and I'm assuming that they deal mostly with major purchases, major companies and so forth, right? if we have a just get quotes from people in the area who are general contractors that do painting, I don't know that they would even be able to go through a procurement service like that, do you think? Yeah. But let me dig into it and let me see what the canoe capabilities are in terms of smaller, you know, people, or else we're just going to end up having to hire some college pro painters or something if that's the only company that goes through procurement service, right? Something big like that,
yeah,
right? Which may not necessarily be what we want. Right? We might be better off to go with a local person, keep the money in the community, and then if we ever have a leaky window or something,
see what comes up.
Yeah.
Check it out.
So, yeah, for sure. Anyways, I will dig into that, for sure. Okay.
And about the vehicle.
I think we need more discussion on that one.
Okay, so right now we just defer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I will. We will continue with our truck committee, and we will continue to gather information and so forth. I will continue to gather quotes and so forth, and then from there, when you guys are ready to put our heads together again, we can venture into that. Okay.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
No worries. Thank
you. I don't know whether you want to take us through different departments here, or this sheets, or how.
Let's talk about it, because there was two big items.
Yeah.
That was, one was the truck, and other one was the road.
Right.
600,000. We can figure out that those two. You know, we
yeah.
talked about the truck, and let's talk about the road. Road. 600,000. Do we really want to have two roads done this year, or we want to wait it, or how would like to proceed?
I just think, you know, and it's all great what Rob was saying. I think the roads are a priority, and whether we go as far as Councillor Haskin had suggested, the benching and doing them all at once. I think that he mentioned that at one point. I know that's not even in the charts.
And that's the one of the reason I brought it again, debenture, because last council meeting we did discuss about the debenture. Even
right.
before that, when we were doing the 5-year capital budget,
right.
That time that subject came, that how about if we go with the debenture. That
yeah.
was the whole reason. So again, you know, at the end of the day, it's council decision, whatever the council decides.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of the figures there. For what you have in here for Center Road,
roughly, you know, for Center and Hardwell, both are 600,000 each.
But for Center, it's just half the road, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Hardwell, it's all of the road, or just part of it?
No, I think just part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I wondered. Is that the way to go, doing from the village to the transfer station, and then doing from the Four Corners there or whatever up to however far it goes, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's from Hurdville to...
Oh, the other way, okay.
Yeah, to Burnett's Road, maybe, or something like that, I think.
Okay.
The very worst section. I was on it yesterday. It's so, so bad. Like, way worse than the portion that we're thinking of doing on the Center Road, which we talked about seeing if we could switch those projects around. So, and the Center Road is from... the village here, or be outside of the village to Jim Crocker's new place.
Right. Yeah.
So not very far, really. Eh? Or was it all the way to?
I think it's transfer.
Like,
yeah, I thought it
was.
Was
it transfer station?
So when
well,
you're
was,
saying,
yeah.
Maury, when you're saying Hurdville Road, like I went out that way, and it seemed I've seen it a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
But when come back, it was the other side. It was a little bit worse than on the one side. Is that what you're talking about? Because going
sure
one way, it wasn't. Too bad.
Yeah. So what the worst is, yeah, when you come off McDougal Road
coming
in Hurdville. Yeah, coming toward Broadbent.
Yes.
Yeah, so that whole section for
but
a couple,
I don't
two
think
or three
it's,
kilometers.
I don't think it's terrible.
It's worse than Center Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've seen that road, I think, a lot worse than that.
I know.
Yeah, when we used to do the...
When it was a dirt road, maybe.
No.
It was a cow path.
And even that was decades behind time.
Truthfully, though...
Go back a long way, so maybe, you know.
I mean, I drive both those roads with regularity, including I drove both those roads today from end to end. But
that's what's worrying
It's all the extra mileage. It's council's fault. So, but the section from the section Herdville Road from Center out to Broadbent, there is two or three really bad spots there too. And when we get frost heaves, frost heave comes up like 12 inches in a 2 foot span, right? So it's just like this. Now, the public works guys are out there regularly because I can see the difference from one day to the next, and it's not just the frost. But when that happens, I mean, it'll throw a vehicle around with no trouble at all. Mm-hmm. And then a portion really close to Broadbent Road is just garbage, right? It's just broken up. So it's been patched, but you really can't patch it.
So now we're hearing two pieces of Herdville Road that are... that was my question, I guess. Do we do all of one road or half of each? Or do we do
I think
either,
we pick our spots. I mean, and yeah, I mean, again, from the Roads Needs Study, there's some definite terms that are in there about, you know, how to describe a road and everything else, and we could do that. I don't think, it would be nice to do end-to-end. I don't think that's vaguely possible financially, but I think we could pick our spots, literally.
Well, that's my question. That. You're bringing in a company, an asphalt. That's a little different than what we've had before.
Yeah.
Although we've had certain areas. We've gone from Village out to, Redford's Bridge.
Yeah.
I think that was asphalt. But that's quite, and I'm not sure if you want to bring in a company like that to do spots. Is it cheaper to do a stretch? And rather they have to pick up all their equipment and move, or does that add to the cost?
Not only that, but say, like, if you did all of Herdville from the Four Corners to, right?
Herdville.
Is it, like, Greg was only preparing to do from the Four Corners, right, to from Center Road to the other?
Yeah, I think
right?
It's an issue on how much work Greg can do also.
So if you what I'm getting at is if you decided to do that whole stretch instead of doing half of Center and half of Herdville, is the whole stretch of Herdville prepared now to do it, or do you have to dig out and put ditching in, and do you have to put in base and stuff like that? Like, I think we really need Greg to tell us.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Either that or a project manager or such, to
an
engineer to look at it.
Yeah, to look at it and tell us what we do need. Like, if we say, okay, we'll do all of Center or we'll do all of Herdville, just do one or the other, but are they ready to be done, or do they need extra work to go into them to be done? You know, the part that he had said, but now if we're adding another section on.
What was the story? There was a grant that we got or were qualified for Center Road. Are we able to substitute other roads in McKellar for that, or does it have to only be spent on Center?
No, we can substitute.
Can we? Okay.
Because
at least there's some...
But then, obviously, those are the two major roads.
Yeah, of course.
Our Center Road and Hardwell, so...
Yeah.
What about the...
Which one?
Did we hear?
No.
Oh.
Well, they were announcing on the radio that the provincial government seems to be wanting to hand out a whole bunch of money over the next little while, so.
Hmm. And they're trying to get money from the federal government. So.
For roads?
No, homes.
Well,
no,
it was
homes,
for infrastructure that leads to homes.
Yeah.
So it could be roads, it can be...
Is there any roads that don't lead to homes?
I think that was, when I heard that, I thought that there might be a glimmer of hope here.
Maybe.
So.
We'd have to put in a subdivision somewhere.
That's where I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's all about the new homes and subdivision. So if we have new homes and subdivision, we can definitely get the grant. But then if you're...
We'll see what their parameters are once they start putting the grant opportunities out there.
Yeah. But they budgeted, an $8 billion deficit, the province, now. It looked like they're... Sorry shape, so I don't think we're going to see many grants. But, so the Center Road would be from Veterans Bridge then to Lees Road, most likely. I think that's what it was.
Is that what you planned?
Yeah, so leave what is already asphalt the way it is.
Right. Which is unfortunate, because as you lead up to the Veterans Bridge, I mean, that was all dug out too. I remember when they put the bridge in, but for some reason it never...
That was the engineer.
Yeah.
The engineer that did it from
and
down.
And I was suggesting that we get an engineer to look at our...
No, he was an engineer from down south, because actually he said, I've never seen loon shit like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
when they dug it out. Yeah. They were putting stuff in there that made no sense.
I made the mistake of one time talking to Gord about that section of Silver Road. Oh my God, he was ready to kill me like I had anything to do with it.
It takes a lot of work to get rid of those heave locations. We used to, well, for years, was one at Lang's.
Yeah,
there. It was things different. There, throughout the years, different road groups tried to get rid of that. Well, I think it was Greg that they excavated it right up, right down a rock, and I think did it properly right from the bottom, and it finally stays
reasonable.
Well,
even driving in the other day, though, that's where it's torn up, right at Lang's. And
oh,
also
it's still there a bit.
Up in front of Crawford's, too.
Yeah.
Between Crawford's and Dulux. I'm thinking some of that too is the heavy traffic, the trucks and that.
Oh yeah,
hauling things. But.
But even when that was done, we should have had a project manager there doing it, like watching what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the, I think it was Belanger or somebody,
right.
The contractors, but they were just going by what the engineer had said,
mm-hmm.
And you know they were putting boulders in, and clay.
So Urshan needs to know here where we're going, I guess.
Yeah, definitely I need some kind of direction.
You're not going to redo the road?
No.
I thought you were the project.
On your way in and out, you need to stop and do the road, right? So, Urshan, can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
The interest rates you used at the bottom for the second and subsequent periods, in both the amortizing and the serial method, were those interest rates... Did you get those from infrastructure?
No, are estimated based on the
Bank
of Canada's, you know, the way Bank of Canada is doing business.
And with the amortizing method, are they more likely to offer, how am I trying to say this? Are we more likely to see that those rates would be higher than on the serial method? In other words, like the future rates is what I'm talking about.
If you look at that, one of the sheet has the rates. Right?
Yeah, I see that. And I think you have the same.
Serial has a higher interest rate, 4.51, compared to the amortizing 4.50. It's not big different, but then it's just a 0.1%. But that's a sheet on it.
Okay. Because otherwise, I would tend to think that the serial method would prove to be beneficial in a serial method, right? That it would be on the amortizing method, which may be more fixed at the outset, right? And would they, if the interest rates were expected to differ, and Infrastructure Ontario said that, would they tell us what the rates would be in year two and year three and so on? Or no? Or is it just fixed at
it's
the time we borrow?
It's a fixed rate. So
okay.
Whatever you get it right now, that's pretty much the
okay.
rate.
Whereas the serial, it would be floating?
Which one?
The serial method. Would
both
it,
are fixed.
Both are fixed at
yeah.
the outset?
Yeah.
With no variation?
No.
Okay. That's
yeah.
good to understand. I didn't know that before. Okay.
And other rate is definitely if you really want to go with the construction rate, which is 5.54%,
mm-hmm.
which is basically for the during of the construction, they will charge that rate.
Yeah.
After that, you have to either amortize or serial.
Yeah. There's no easy way out,
no.
that's for sure. So, and probably there shouldn't be either, but yeah.
At least in this paperwork, there's not really much difference between the amortizing or the serial. It's just, I would almost have to say it will go with the recommendation.
Matter of fact,
treasure.
It's almost exactly $1,000. That was just low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On $773,000,
yeah.
I think it's the feel that the treasurer would get and what would work the best for our township.
And that's, again, it's all based on the what we want to do
right.
this year. Really want to do the extra road plus the truck, then definitely we need that kind of money. But if you just don't want to do any of those, then.
So if we just did the road?
600,000, then the amount will be 600,000. If we, then after that, we need to decide, you know, which way we want to go, the adventure or.
And how? And you said we had 773, that we, if we didn't have to borrow, we have that?
Yeah.
And just to be clear, in our very bottom line, the tax rate hike of our 3.3, which includes that is still a rate even with this borrowing of this money.
Yeah. I thought you said it was 6.7.
That's including education.
Yeah.
That's including education.
So without the education, it's what, 3.3?
No, the our municipal rate is 6.323, and if you include the education, the overall effect will be 3.38.
Yeah. In the operating budget on page one, though, Roshan, I mean, you have GL 104,570, where it says surplus taken into revenue. You're showing that 998.
Yeah.
So does that represent the accumulated surplus up to the beginning of this year, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and you'd be taking it straight into revenue.
Right.
Even if we borrowed the money?
No, then the situation will change, because then I don't need to use that much money.
You would just
leave
it.
To borrow the, yeah. Then, you know, as I mentioned earlier, that 700,000 we got it from the debenture, we paid for the whatever we need to pay, then whatever the amount for the payment, it can come out of the from the surplus.
Yeah.
So Roshan, if we borrow, do a debenture,
right,
but we don't start using that money, say maybe till August or something, like we don't use all the 770.
No.
770.
We still earn interest on that.
We're still earning
on
it.
Yeah. Which is, I don't know, and I didn't include that amount, because just like a pool, right? It could be in 1 month.
Yeah.
It could be 6 months, because, you know, just like with the trucks, if we order the truck now, chances are that we might get it in 3 months or maybe 5 months.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, if we did, say we did part of a road, or we did a road, and we don't get the money all up front.
No.
So we'd still have that money earning interest on it without having to do a debenture.
In fairness, he's showing that on this page, that we would, in the first period, which is 6 months,
yeah,
we would earn 31,886. So, I mean, that's what Roshan is showing here, but you're right. With a road contract, do we usually have to pay a deposit or whatever it might be called up front? Do you know?
No.
We only pay on completion?
We go by the timeline, so, you know,
okay,
they might, month or so, whatever the section is completed, then they will invoice us for that amount.
It's all negotiated with them.
It would be on draws or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
First installments usually at the time they pull the equipment in or something like that, and then pays through.
And same thing with the truck. When we buy the truck, once we get the delivery, then we need to pay the amount.
Right.
And then, like, say on the roads there, they have like a completion date, right? And so if they don't complete it, is there a penalty clause?
You try to do that. It's hard to draw on it. I know what the community center, we had that too, but they build in a contingency so that it doesn't really. You
well,
penalty,
I'm just thinking, you know, like so many days over, you know, $10,000 for
that's built in
go over something like that.
Yeah. I'm just throwing out the possible, like we're talking here about the roads, and to me, that may be a focus this year. We've already gotten 600 for the center.
Mm-hmm.
For a certain distance, and we were talking 400 and some for fire, but I'm wondering if we're looking at two roads, using that 400 or something and adding to that too. I don't know what it would be for Herd.
Well, I heard Rob,
two portions,
correct me if you think I'm wrong, I mean, I heard Rob say at one point, I mean, we don't have to buy a mini pumper this year, we could just simply buy another equivalent to Rescue One, which from memory was 88,000 or around that number.
He said 300. Didn't he say 300?
No, that was for the mini pumper.
No, but I thought he said two for to replace Rescue 2, it was 300,000 or more.
But the vehicle that we
well,
don't have
is. The pumper was 300,000.
Rescue 1 that sits at Station 1 right now, my memory is very clearly that we paid less than $90,000 for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I mean, if we did that, we have enough in reserves to cover that, and therefore we could use that money elsewhere. If roads are a priority, and I tend to think they are, because I think they're very visible to everybody. And then I'm not trying to defer till next year kind of thing, but I mean, it seems to me that this year that would be beneficial to do that, just simply buy an equivalent to Rescue 1 at the same, well, it wouldn't be the same pricing, but something on that pricing.
Well, if it was 80 or 90,
But
when he was talking, I thought he said it was like 300,000.
No, that was
and
the
mini pumper was
up to 400,000, yeah. But
didn't you say it was a bit more?
Yes. Those are
around 400,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rescue the new Rescue 2 truck would be $260,000,
right,
tax included.
Yeah.
And if we want to go to upgrade it to a pumper, well, then you're talking another $100,000,
yeah,
or whatever.
So it's not 80.
Yeah, that's...
No,
that's,
well,
that's
last year,
we,
the one we bought it year before,
mm-hmm,
Rescue...
Rescue 1.
1.
What is now
90,
Rescue
1,
anyhow,
yeah.
So...
So we could, rather than go on the $260,000 on a rescue truck, we could say, well, potentially you're going back to...
Because, yeah, we bought...
Even if you have to.
We bought a Dodge Ram for that, and a Dodge Ram 1500 base is my recollection. It might have been a 2500, I don't remember, but... and that was the price. So, I mean, this is a 550 because it could do the weight for the top of the mini pumper and all the rest. I can't believe that we would pay $250,000 for it.
Well, that's my question. My question is, if we do nothing with the vehicles for fire this year,
yeah,
I think they're still capable of doing what they've done. He's trying to be proactive.
And I appreciate that.
And I appreciate,
yeah,
that too,
yeah,
but I'm thinking with roads especially. And then, especially when you're buying vehicles, what we often tried to do was put it over two budgets so that you would purchase it in the fall sort of thing, but it actually the second half would be paid for in the spring. So you have the two. You wouldn't pay for it all at once. I don't know if that's still possible or not. Depends on the provider, I guess.
Yeah, so if it only has 280,000 clicks on it, right, how many calls do they actually, like, he was saying they're going to try and go by hours more now, right?
True. But the rescue vehicle goes on every call, right?
Yeah.
The pumper wouldn't,
yeah,
right? Pumper goes on fire calls.
Yeah.
The tankers go on.
So I'm
calls,
just wondering, like, what you're saying. Do they really, can they get through a year with the 2014?
Yeah, you're right. Now that you mention it, I don't know that,
yeah,
I understand that either. So, I mean, I don't think it's difficult to just, you know, ascertain that on a phone call even, but could we get through another year with that?
Yeah.
We'll focus on the roads. Yeah.
I recall when we did Rescue 1 that it was non-operable. They couldn't start it sometimes. In other cases, it wouldn't keep running. It doesn't seem like what we now have as Rescue 2 is in that bad a shape. I know it's high mileage, but I don't know anything firsthand, that's for sure. Does anybody know whether that truck is reliable to start and run?
Well, it must be.
We haven't seen any of the reports that he's flagged.
That's true.
It's not
that's true.
Because he normally would say that keeping an eye on things are stable. So there's been no indication whatsoever in the reports that we received that that's not a reliable vehicle.
Well, it's a chicken or egg sort of thing. Even if you have a reliable vehicle, you have no road to drive on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's go with the road.
And I do think that there are other priorities with the Public Works Department that may not even be in the budget here that are high priorities. So we certainly need to start, you know, ensuring that some of the funds go towards Public Works so that the important job that they do can continue to be done with the equipment and
sure,
to the standards that we would hope they could do. So
I think we could keep that issue about what we do for a replacement in our hip pocket until we know the bigger picture of all those other things, anyhow, right, including Public Works, right, that we should evaluate it. I mean, and not either commit or deny, just simply we'll keep that and let's review it once we've gone through more of the budget. But it seems to me if we could save, well, it's more than that because, I mean, we would have enough money if it was less than $127,000. We've got enough money in reserves to pay for it outright without any impact on our budget. Take it out of reserves, but
well, I want to know what happened with the money that was transferred out of Public Works reserve to pay for some of the fire department vehicles. If the Public Works actually had that money transferred back into their reserves, because the 127 that's sitting,
yeah,
in their reserves,
yeah,
may actually be Public Works Department reserve money.
And you can check that.
Yeah, definitely, I can look into that.
Yeah.
That's
so
what, 2019-20, right?
I believe it was that one. You can look through the, because we've purchased quite a few vehicles over the last approximately 5 years.
Yeah, especially
for fire department.
2021, we got two fire trucks. So.
Yeah.
And
then we got this other.
2022.
We got the Rescue 1, right?
Yeah.
So
Roshan needs figures. I know he must
yeah,
adjust this. I mean,
but focus on
the
roads.
I want to get back to the roads and just see. I mean, if we're still looking at the one that Greg had proposed for center up to a certain distance, 600,000, and we're looking at Herdville, it would be more than the 400,000 that the fire was looking for the pumper. It would be another 600,000, maybe. I don't know. But to at least get that priced out for the section of Herdville and do both. I mean, rather than do. As you say, I don't think we can do all of Herdville and all of Center in 1 year, even if we could do half of each. I don't know. But it would be worthwhile. You might get the same complaints that we've had over the years that you've only gone so far and then you stop before you come to my place.
Well, are you thinking that maybe if we did all of one instead of doing part of each?
I don't know if all of one needs it. I guess that's the question.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. We need to actually talk to Greg.
Yeah, not all of Center needs done. It's pretty good shape from Center Road. There's a little bit of roughness through Stewart's Park, but that whole stretch all the way from Center Road to that corner, it gets a little rough through there, and then by the campgrounds, it's doable. I think we're good for, you know, that section of being left till the last. I think replacing that now would almost seem like, whoa, that road wasn't bad. What do you spend that money for? So, but Herdville Road, that's another story.
So you're suggesting both starting at Herdville and coming back, then, rather than, I think that was Greg's idea, back to Burnett's or something, rather than starting at the Four Corners and going the other way?
Yeah, he was talking about they would just patch from Four Corners to Center Road just to make it good until the year that, which I think in his forecast, he was thinking, two or three years later when we get to that section. Kind of thing, so.
Because didn't he say that would give him time to put culverts and stuff? Did he say he had to put culverts in there?
Yeah, I think if we said prepare all the culverts and ditching everything for all of Herdville Road, I think that'd be a lot of pressure. So that's why I think maybe just
do what he suggested
to start with from Herdville, wherever that 600,000 will take us. Kind of thing, unless to start finalizing our budget. If these are the figures we're dealing with now, if we just say okay, that fire truck money, the 170 loan, let's leave that in there. That'll be our budget, and see how take that extra 170 towards roads and do more even. Just is council interested in something like that? You know,
well, he's already got it figured out for Center. So far, right?
Yeah, 600,000.
And the other from Herdville back, how much has he done on that?
Well, the loan is 600,000.
Yeah. Right.
Did he figure that in though? Didn't he figure that in?
Yeah, 600,000 right here.
Yeah.
But
both of them. Yeah. Okay.
Six each, not both of them.
Six each, and they're both in there.
Yeah.
So 1.2 for you.
Yeah.
And both are in there?
Yeah, both are in there.
Okay, so that's good.
That's why I was so trying to,
yeah.
You know, the process that we need 773 extra.
Right.
Just
okay.
For those road, two things. One for the fire truck and other one for the extra road, 600,000.
Just change the description, as Councillor Hassan said. It won't be fire truck.
Yeah, if we're okay with the loan, for the 5-year loan,
right.
And the 3.3% tax increase, and sit down and talk with Rob and just tell him, we've got road problems, and that we're going to put you on hold for a year or two or whatever. And
so basically, the way I'm gathering is just to remove the 300,000 truck from the budget and just borrow for the road. Is that
correct? Well, we could just do it that way. Not even borrow that 170 that we were.
Okay.
I was saying still borrow it, but we would extend our
road
construction further.
I think that's is the lesser of two evils anyhow, but right, and more palatable to our ratepayers who care about roads. Right?
Yeah. So make the Herdville Road the 770,000.
Yeah.
So the North grant, how much, because we've been accumulating that for a few years now, so how much is the North grant total now? Like 350,000?
Yeah, 43,000.
43.
And that can go towards the roads?
Yeah, it's for the initially, because we
that's where it's going.
Yeah, it's in our revenues right now.
Yeah.
There it is.
So what would have to be prepared for Herdville?
He's already got it set up for centers, so
somebody would have to draw up a tender for that.
Right, I guess the tenders have gone out for all the center road construction?
Yes.
Yeah, they've come in, but I think the idea is to put them on hold on Tuesday night. I don't think we're going to award one.
I don't think so.
No.
And my suggestion is that whoever we are going to award, we can talk to that vendor that you know, if he interested in going to do the both roads, maybe that way we can get him more discount and you know easy to manipulate.
Economies of scale. Yeah, I agree. So it can't hurt to ask anyhow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if we get the same contractor to do both, yeah, you would have to think that they'd be sweeten the deal a little bit.
Because it saves all the time of transporting equipment and you know getting staged and set up. That that portion of the project is already has the.
Put together, we're talking $1.4 million, close enough anyhow. 1.373 to be exact, but
sounds like the price of the Middle River Bridge.
Was it?
It was over, but that's why it had to be put off forever because we until we got a grant, we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So. Okay, Bertrand, what else do you need here?
So, just one resolution that whatever we decided on the roads, especially, what we decided that we are going to do both roads this year, and council would like to borrow money. The debenture, can I go and talk to the Infrastructure Ontario or council still want to discuss about it?
So, can I ask a question?
Sure.
So, the 600,000 is already in here for
both roads. Yeah.
Both roads. So both roads.
So
both are on
so
page
both of them, for both of them, 600,000?
Yeah,
both?
One is 596, other is 598.
Okay,
yeah.
So, and we have seven cash.
Yeah.
So, why would we borrow the million? Why don't we use some of our...
I don't think you started with borrowing a million.
Well...
Are you?
Sorry?
She thought you were borrowing $1 million.
No.
No, well...
600,000 for the road.
Yeah, 600,000.
So, borrowing 600.
Yeah.
Well, possibly plus 173, possibly.
That's why I need the resolution and direction. That's
what
we are talking about. Like, are we talking about 600,000? Just for this, one of those roads we need to borrow, and then I can go and talk to the infrastructure entry because it's a long process.
Okay.
At least a couple of months before they finalize and they give us money. So if we start now, then maybe by July we will get the all done.
If we're lucky. Sometimes those that drag out for like.
No, but then I will push them. Pretty much I will. Bring the reports for every other council meeting so everything get approved and done on the time.
Does that slow things down as far as putting out a tender for Herdra?
No.
Well, Sean, can I ask a question then on the surplus taken into revenue on page one of the budget, the 998,000? So if we borrowed the money, we would not move it into revenue? Or I don't know, I'm not understanding the bookkeeping.
Then we
so.
Won't be using that surplus.
Right.
That much, the only 773 or 600,000 will go.
Whichever,
against, whatever the payment we need to pay, it will come out from that surplus. So instead of now 773, it will be maybe whatever the payment, let's say 100,000 each year, it will be coming out of the surplus.
And is the surplus the reserves? Is that where that money resides today then?
It's overall total surplus we've been accumulating from last couple of years.
Like working.
Yeah.
So
working.
Is reserve then, like the total reserves of all the reserves.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I understood.
Yeah.
That's why, I would rather use that term is instead of saying surplus, which implies we're sitting on this huge pile of cash, which being virtually $1 million, and we just want to keep it as our piggy bank. Well, no, we need reserves because things happen, right?
Yeah, normally we don't use it, but
this
is the situation we have to use it. That's why I'm suggesting.
But
otherwise, last, if you look at my last two or three budgets, you know, last year, even before that, I never talked about the surplus.
No.
But if I look at your estimated balance of reserves in 2024, the sheet, right?
Yeah.
If I'm right, I mean, well, I'm not, I can read, but it says 1,094,000. If we were to take the 998,000 out, would that mean that we would?
No, that's surplus. That's why I'm keep talking about surplus. That surplus is not part of this thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an overall surplus we've been accumulating through the our operation.
But where does it sit in our GL?
It's not sitting here, but in the balance sheet, it's part of. If you look at the balance sheet, it's just talk about the surpluses. Reserve is totally different than surplus. It's part of that.
Yeah, because it'd be good to know, like, because it almost depicts that was our surplus at the end of last budget year that we did not spend 998,000 the way it's worded with the word surplus, but that's not actually the case.
It's
that we did not spend $998,000 in our budget last year.
Not last year, it's been accumulated.
Cumulative, but it would have.
It's not last year, it's been last, like, I would say 4 or 5 years before that, been accumulating, and that's, we can use it.
So maybe we were under budget $200,000.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes we end up under budgeting because we end up putting a lot of expenses and we don't use all of it. So that's where it's coming from.
You haven't given us a document with our balance sheet, though.
No.
But if I saw that, then I would see that either.
No, it's normally part of the financial statement, that's why.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not, doesn't show in our budget, which it did for many years when we would start our budget process and our actuals of the year before, it would actually have a line surplus from the year before, which a lot of times it was like $300,000 kind of thing. And then a lot of times, well, we just do our normal budget and that surplus would be used for special projects, you know, because it's like you felt like you earned it kind of thing. So that's basically what it's doing here now is, okay, it feels like that extra money, let's try to see what we can do with it.
But that in turn...
The best practice I have heard from my treasurer, he was with the town of Burns for 15 years, he mentioned to me that never put the surplus in the budget because, you know, it's for the rainy days, you know, in case when we need it.
Like bridges?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seriously, like bridges.
Yeah.
Right? Those weren't planned, certainly not last year anyway. But
bridges and employees, I think. Because if you have a mass exodus, as I talked before, and you've got a lot of payments to put out, then you need that money.
Yeah.
So what's the council suggestion?
He wants us in writing on
the
end. Send the pen down.
Yeah.
No, I'm not good at writing. So.
I think we should borrow the 773, get a debenture for the 773. The only remaining debate is, do we spend all of that on roads, right, to cover Herdville and Center, or do we spend only the 600,000 on broadband, because the 600,000 for Center is already here anyway. And
you notice how he threw broadband in there.
Yeah, why wouldn't you borrow 600?
You're right, that's a Freudian slip, but that's all it was. I wasn't thinking we're doing, although he's got the surface treatment for broadband anyway. But
I know,
So, sorry, yeah, you're right, I didn't even catch that I'd done that. So we would spend the 600,000 budgeted for Center and another 600,000 on Herdville on designated or agreed chunks of those roads, not the entire road from end to end, unless that was vaguely possible, and I don't think it is. And then the 173, which we could spend, but if Rob is right that we can't get a mini pumper for $300,000, then I think we'd be better off to put that 173 towards roads, right, in this year, with the idea that maybe we can do a pumper next year, right? And as long, but the thing I'm still not sure of is Rescue 2. As it sits today, is it still viable to run for another year, or are we looking at, you know, failure and big expense repairs anyway? And I don't know that. I didn't get a clear understanding of that. We seem to jump back and forth all over the place when we were talking to Rob about that. But and if not, we could just simply borrow 600,000, enough to do the sections of Herdville we want to do, and then defer or at least not presently plan on spending money for fire department vehicles. So.
So it's a question of total amount.
600.
600?
So what I heard being seen in the reports is that that vehicle has not been flagged, that it's not reliable.
Right.
If we're put in a predicament where a vehicle needs to be replaced, there is the 120 or 137,000 in their reserve, then we have money we can draw from reserve and deal with that situation at that point in time if we want to focus on roads this year.
Yeah, I can go along with that. So just do the 600 and.
Sure, we could do that. But the issue is, would 173 make a difference to either completing other sections of Herdville or Center? And I have no experience to comment on that at all.
Greg
but
would have had that in his report, right? He's already put in what he's going to microseal or whatever he's going to do on the other roads.
No, no, I'm not talking about the other roads. I'm still talking about Center and Herdville.
Center
and
Herdville.
It's that much bigger of a contract if we can get what economies of scale from a contractor to do all of those roads in the range of 1.4 million. Maybe we get a better deal and can get more done, you know, stretch our dollar a little further. And I don't have experience with that. I don't know if that's true, but it seems to me that it's likely to. And just as Mike said, if they only have to bring their equipment here once, although here is a pretty long distance when you add those two roads together, but there may be economies that we could get that would be beneficial. But,
and you never know, you might have two different contractors.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're trying to need to figure that to apply for.
How much we needed to complete the full road to Herdville?
Yeah, I don't think we know. So
Herdville?
Yeah,
I don't know if the 600 or 700 would be half. Probably not quite even.
It's a long road, but I know that. But
we don't know because we don't know what he has to do to the road first to prepare it, right? I guess this section that he's suggesting is ready to go. We don't know what.
If that's the case, then maybe Councillor Ireland's idea is a better one to go with.
The 100s.
Go with
seven.
The full amount, 773 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Then you.
I think it might make the difference of whether we can do another, you know, critical section. And I know it's not going to do the whole road, but it might be the difference on being able to have a palatable solution versus an unpalatable, and why shortchange ourselves?
We're doing the base that needs to be done.
Certainly, that seems to be true.
It would leave our options open, be prepared for that amount. If we don't spend it, we don't spend it.
So to categorize that, then we'd go for a debenture for 5 years for 773?
Yeah, I would say 5 years would be better because then we'll be paid out. And
sure. And our interest
costs. The high interest rate, it's better to be a five years rather than.
Right.
Yeah. And honestly, our net interest costs are negligible.
Yeah.
Right? And I think people will respect that. And more importantly, they'll care because their road is drivable. And our emergency vehicles can get there. That was a good point. And David said that. It's like, not a lot of good if we got a great fire truck and can't get in there.
Or
so.
Falls apart. Bang on all the bumps. So I would be in favor of the 773 loan, and let's start getting some work done. It's really unfortunate. I can shoulder some of the blame. We got scared during the COVID session for a couple of years, and I fought for a 0% increase, and luckily I lost. The council said, no, we're going to at least increase it 1% or 2%. And so, and it realistically, it was below inflation. We screwed up for a few years. We're behind now. We got
to
do.
And to be clear, both the serial and amortizing method, it would be a fixed rate at the time of the approval.
Yeah.
Okay. For the term of the loan.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so I'm clear. And is there reason to believe we could get it at 4.5? I mean, their rate right now is something in the 5.5 range?
No, it's 4.5 right now.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
the,
I misunderstood
rate sheet
that.
Which I included, it's from the Infrastructure Ontario, and that's the current rate. So it may go down, because by the time we get it, with the Bank of Canada, they are saying that they are going to reduce the interest rate in a couple of 3-4 months. So by the time we get the everything signed, the agreement, we signed it, chances are this rate will go down.
There is some news stories from the Bank of Canada about pressure they're receiving to cut it sooner, not later. In other words, to precede the Fed in the U.S.
Yeah.
as opposed to follow them.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of much more detailed economic things that I'll ever understand. But, I mean, I read it through, and that's the feeling that I got, is that at least they acknowledge that there is pressure to do so, where previously they've been saying, yeah, we're going to do it, we're going to do it, we're going to do it. Just keeps dragging
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
But if we do precede the Fed, I think in my whole experience, that's never happened where we've adjusted rates earlier than the Fed has. So anyway, that would be a big surprise. But if that happened here, especially by June, it's possible, and then we would benefit from that. We'd get a lower interest rate than what we're projecting, right? So.
And some of the countries already started, like Bank of Switzerland already reduced the interest rate. So
yeah.
European countries are following it,
yeah.
so obviously
yeah.
we have to follow it.
Yeah. So.
But if they did reduce the interest rate on borrowing money, would we, though, then in turn get less interest on our money? So it really
yes.
doesn't
yeah.
have a big effect.
Yeah, that's fair too. Yeah. So, yeah, the net probably comes out in the wash.
Yeah.
yeah. But
the net would stay the same.
Have a look at
yeah.
And you say getting a debenture approved and everything, this is a 2 to 3 month process?
Yeah.
Okay.
If the rates went way up before it was approved, could we cancel?
Yeah, if we haven't borrowed the money, then we're not on the hook for anything. But we'd have to sign a bylaw, a venture bylaw.
We also gain
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
interest
so
on
if we
the money we
that,
have
do.
Too, though.
Right.
So it's
mm-hmm.
it kind of plays together.
Well, Sean, are there... Sorry. Are there application fees to apply for a debenture? No. So if we got to that stage and said, no, the interest rates are crazy, we can't do that, we haven't had to pay out money because we asked them about it. Okay, good. I didn't think so. But.
And after watching the news the last couple of days, we're not going to allow any big ships going near our bridges.
Especially in McKellar, that's true. Yeah. We're not having any container ships going by our bridges.
And no pontoon boats going trying to go under Stewart's Park Bridge.
For the record, I did hit the center of the bridge, but anyhow.
Smile, Morley.
I like that you did the specific roads too. That's good. So.
Yet to be determined. I could have
and I would think the forest road would be at the top of that list.
The thing about not even climbing it.
Well, we could do broadband between your place and my place. You know, that would be.
Yeah,
we could get a
paved
toll road.
This one, or you've got budget meeting number three planned, or
the donation?
Oh yes, donations.
Yeah, so the council would like to discuss on the donation, and we can.
A
sheet for that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's in the package with the fire truck on the
fire.
Car.
For discretionary donations and in the budget.
Yeah.
Because we can decide what number we want to put there.
Oh, yeah. I just want to put these totals.
Where is that in the budget?
I think we had 5,000 in for local groups.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought it was somewhere else.
Very top one, the top section.
Page 3.
3? Yeah.
In the top section?
Top section.
Discretionary donations?
Okay.
And we only used, is that what we used of it last year? It was 1,400?
1,443.
There was what? But wasn't there Herdville, the Dynamic Snow Riders?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So
Sonoma Mobile Club, we, so in the, that discretionary donation, we paid $500 to the PS Area Community Business Development Center. $500 we paid to the rope skipping. $250 we paid Perry Sound High School Ways and Means. And $193 we paid McKellar Agriculture Society. So total overall is $1,443 in that GL.
Okay.
So the column or the line above donations, grants to organizations.
So in that one we paid $1,000 to Dunhamic Snow Riders.
Now,
$1,600 to Hardwell Community Club, and $906.70 to Bird Box.
Okay.
To where?
Bird Box or
Bird Box. Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
None of them applied this year, or did they?
Those are, I don't think the deadline's.
No.
Yet, is it?
We never got anything from Hardwell.
The deadline is April, though.
April 1st, I think.
Yeah.
It really hasn't been advertised.
Yeah, hasn't been put out there. So the deadline is the end of this month?
Yeah, April 1st, right? So pretty
April
much.
April 1st.
Yeah.
Nobody, oh, good. Nobody applied. We saved money.
So we're looking at the range here of, I guess it could be up to 9, could it? Or 4 is the one we tend to look at. But.
Well, wasn't one of the ones you mentioned in one of the lines a scholarship? It was $250 or something that we spent last year for?
Separate one.
Yeah, but there is a scholarship line here as
well,
right? So.
Yeah, that's $1,500 we normally pay to the Perry Sound High School.
Okay.
Yeah.
But didn't you mention that last
that's
year?
That's a $250, it's a separate. It's
okay.
A Perry Sound High School Ways and Means.
Okay.
That's a nutrition program.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
okay.
I remember now.
I remember
yeah.
that now.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a good one. Okay, so George and Narvik.
I'll settle on a figure.
I would throw 1,000 out of there as a figure, maybe. I know it doesn't fall within the gap, but.
It's prorated based on the amount of snow we had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they're looking at a new building there, but they're raising funds for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, people can suggest more. I'm okay. Okay, with the Chamber of Commerce on that figure?
Yeah, they did a lot of work to calculate that, so I thought that was good. They used a good formula.
Mm-hmm. And we've always given them a certain amount of money, I think, even years and years ago.
Usually, 1 year we gave quite a bit because we did not participate in the CINO, so we gave a portion of it with what we have allocated to the Chamber that year. I can't remember if it was 2,000 or something, but that was just that 1 year. Prior to that, I think it was 500 a year.
So
like you say, all we have to make sure is that we don't go over the total that's in the budget.
Yeah.
As long as we're going to keep those figures in there.
5,000, right?
Yeah, or the 4 that's above it. That's what I'm wondering.
4,000 for the donation and grants, and
right.
5,000 for the discretionary donation.
Right.
So those.
I'm not sure we have to decide right today where it goes.
Yeah, if we could have a list of what we've given previously, because see here it's not listed here, but in the past there are line items for Chamber of Commerce donation. There's nothing in this budget on page 23 of 27.
But if I look in the previous budget, it's probably in there.
Yeah, that's what I sort of thought it was a line item all along.
And that's the cultural services.
The one that's gonna throw it all out of whack, of course, is that food cycler.
Yeah, that's something that should have been dealt with separate.
Yeah, separate.
That amount.
Well, that's if we want to.
Right. So I'm not sure it should be in this.
Yeah, is it really a donation?
No.
Sorry, Mike, what were we looking at on page 23? I've lost.
Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. Why is there a line item here for that?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I don't know.
I'm looking, I mean.
Chamber?
That's the,
Yeah, okay, I do see, yeah, I see the line there. There's no budget for it, I get it. That's
no,
probably why I didn't
pay
any attention. Expenses, well, cultural
it's
services.
It's part of
oh,
the
okay.
Waste management, that group.
Okay.
The contractor services and annual levy, page number 18.
Okay.
So, so Chamber of Commerce, 2014, we gave 1,200, 2015, 2,200. 2015, 1,200, 2016, 1,500, 2017, 2,000, and 2018, we budgeted 2,000.
So I would be in favor, given what they're asking, right, for the 1120?
Yeah.
So I would say let's do that. We can pull, for this year, we can pull it out of the donation line, but I think in the future years, we should have it. And there's a line, its own line,
yeah.
Line item over
yeah.
On the cultural.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm agreeable with that. And we think the industrial park is a levy. I remember they made a presentation. That was my understanding too.
Yeah.
So. And so this is based
yeah.
upon what they've told us it will be for next year, or is it the same as the previous one?
It's gone up gradually over the years, but I think that's fairly consistent now.
Okay.
Started at 6 or 7, I think.
Yeah. Is there a line item in the budget for that? I mean, I know we've got this under donations, but I mean...
No, there is for the, on the waste management levy, contractor levy, that's $14,883.
And where is it?
It's on page...
18, you said,
18.
Was it?
18. 18? Okay.
Yeah, 18. So page number 18 under the waste collection and disposal, second line,
contracted
services
levy,
okay. $14,883. Last year we paid it in a budget of $15,000.
Okay.
So what did he give us the quote as for this year?
1120.
For
chambers?
Yeah. For the... industrial park.
Oh,
14,883. So, I mean, the 15,000 would make us under budget. So,
so that 1120, which line item is coming from?
I thought we said budget or donations, did we? Or
is that a donation grants to an organization or discretionary donation?
Well, I would think it'd be discretionary, but
okay.
unless somebody else thinks
that
differently.
Right.
That's
yeah.
The amount, yeah. That's what they asked for.
Yeah.
So how much have we spent? How much, Roshan, have we spent so far?
So far means
for the donations?
This year we haven't.
No, what did you put in there for?
Oh, for the discretionary donation,
yeah.
We have 5,000.
So do we have enough for the Rotary Club?
Rotary?
That'd
oh,
be
that's for the ball, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
which raises
if
money.
the request was 500,
we
sure do. I mean,
so
all we've spent, if we've spent it, but so far is the 1120 and the Rotary Club, but the both of those would come from discretionary? Is that, or is that consistent with what we've done in the past?
Last year we didn't have any, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the money is there when you look at the budget.
Yeah.
It's just a question, do you want to leave it at those figures, in which case you're covered?
Yeah. I'm just wondering, are we covered for 500 if we want to give to the Rotary?
I think it's a very worthwhile organization, for sure.
Yeah.
I see the things they do in the community, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be in favor of the 500 for the Rotary out of discretionary.
Okay.
And are we saying no to the food cycler then?
In this location, I think, yeah, as far as donation. Sort of
Yeah, okay. We don't have a budget for, I would be under environment or something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't think we have it in there. So.
No, and I think they... A year ago when they came here and they did the presentation, council decided that time we don't want.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure.
Well, it's very limited. That's limited to 50 people, which it's a start, but that's all it is. So I've heard very good things about it. There's several members of our committee that have one that paid for it themselves and things and like it. So including Jennifer, who I know is on the call right now too. So but if we've got to find ways to squeeze money somewhere, then
I think if you're interested in it, you should get it on your own dime.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just a subsidy for it. It's still not the whole purchase price anyway. So.
And then the flip side of that is that it reduces the amount of weight going into the waste disposal, like that's getting...
Reduces the weight particularly,
Weight and haulage costs.
Yeah.
So
but that we'd have to have a pretty big adoption before I think we saw a measurable benefit. In weight, I mean, more than 50 people anyway, but it's like anything, you got to start somewhere. I understand that part too, but.
So I just see two so far. We don't have any figures for Georgia and Nordic.
No.
You said about.
I suggested 1,000 for Georgia and Nordic.
That's
I think what we donated to the local snowmobile club last year, and I kind of see them both as, you know, creating that kind of winter activity. But unless we extend the date for our local clubs, I guess there's not going to be any opportunities for any of those donations, which that was kind of the purpose originally of the donations and grants to organizations. That was kind of to look at our very local groups. And so, but unfortunately, I don't think we really put it out there, so we probably didn't get any in.
Mm-hmm. Usually we get something from Al last in regards to the delivery covers.
Yeah, we probably didn't even get that.
We haven't received anything this year.
But yeah, he's not very well.
Yeah,
I've heard that. So Jeremy Snitzel would be probably the guy taking care of that now, the birdhouse thing.
But I'm thinking too, there's also, since they've got it in the past, like, and they knew that there were dates, they should have come forward as well. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we just... don't do it this year.
Well, we'll just have, they just have to.
We just don't
next
offer
year.
It. And
you see, the question, if you put out a notice, and we talked about this before, then how much money are you giving out for it? Because at Whitestone, for instance, they're about, I think the last I saw, somewhere between 10 and 13,000 they give out. And so, and they've got a long list of different people wanting different things. And they run different outfits themselves to the thrift shop and that sort of thing. But if you advertise it, then yes, you have to be prepared to make decisions in who gets it, who doesn't, and are you going to up your amount that you put in your budget?
Yeah.
So we have to certainly talk about it, I think, Well, what are we expecting to pay out locally and in the area? Is that high enough now? I mean, people can start coming forward and suddenly increase the amount.
Well, we hit the three last year, the Snowmobile Club, 1600 for Herdville, which had a special perk goal they were trying to accomplish, and then $900 for Birdhouse.
Yeah, I don't think any have been turned away, so it's just a question about the program itself. We'll have to talk about when do we put out the notice again. And
so we'll just leave it, and anyways, I'm back. So yeah, I would suggest $1,000 for George and Nordic, if that's okay. Do we do an advertise on the Maple Syrup Festival? $400?
Well, you said no for that last night.
Yeah, I mean, away from thinking that.
You wanted ribs, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's
a... You want to put maple syrup on the ribs.
And that's it. That's it. If Morty says no, then it's no, right?
Well, I'm saying maple ribs would be pretty good.
Oh. They would.
Okay, then.
So it looks like we can cover what's on there.
So what are we saving for the maple syrup festival then?
Nothing.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't think any of this would be sent out anyway, any money, until the budget's passed. So
yeah.
I think we still have time.
So then are you changing the total amounts in the donations to organizations and discretionary donations? Or are we going to leave it?
I will leave it
like
in
this,
case
and if
something
comes up during the course
yeah.
of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will leave it same, you know, in case.
In case, and then it's there for next year too. If we take it out now, we might never put it back in. It's nice to support our local groups if we can.
Anything else? No.
That's it from me. So.
Just wondering,
yeah.
Under waste collection and disposal,
page 18, Mike?
That's 18, let me see.
Yeah.
Yeah, 18. Yep. And second line from the top, scrap metal revenue. How come it was so low in 2023?
Because when I did this budget, we haven't got the revenue from them, so we just got it a month ago. When we did
the
first draft, that time in.
So there's additional revenue that we're going to be able to show someplace here for 2024?
Yeah.
We used to get, for our scrap metal, we used to get a check monthly from Ontario Recycling, but now Greg had switched it over to Adams Brothers, and it's maybe once a year that we get it.
So that's the amount, $8,500 normally around that amount we get it from the Adam Brothers.
So how does that accounting show up? Like, you know, is it just, you know, an educated guess at the end of the year, or is there a list of, you know,
We have tried to get them to issue us the way tickets so that we get it, the same as we always did with Ontario Recycling, and we are yet to get one. And then we've gone after Greg to say, please get a hold of David. You know, we haven't got our scrap metal. We get a lump sum, but never have.
So what does that mean? They're not weighing it on the way in?
I don't know. I'm sure that they must weigh it. But then with the scrap metal, are they just taking it and dumping it in their yard? I don't know.
So we just take whatever we get.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem very satisfactory to me, but. Right, and I know they would.
So
like a waste station.
That's
so.
Put out to another RFP or tender. I don't know how many people there are that pick that up. But.
We have to certainly have to review that, particularly 2021. It was $0.
Yep. It took us that whole year.
And then so it showed up in the following year.
Yeah, is it a service we're providing and not expecting any revenue from it?
This generates revenue for
the
municipality. So.
But that's what I say, you have to make sure that there are other providers out there, because if they don't bid on it, then what have you got? We won't collect it. So we have to make sure that it goes out, that it's fair. But there has to be some bookkeeping on there, aren't you, right?
Yeah, just on a simple basis. Otherwise, they're just, you know, bring it in and whatever it is, we'll make up a number sometime by a year later. Like, that's just crazy, right? They're definitely weighing it out the way into the yard. So what the heck are they doing with a number? Maybe they don't write it down. I don't know.
No, there's got to be a weigh ticket.
Exactly. But so where are they going? And or how do they calculate what they paid us? Somebody just, okay, Mike, what number are you like? What do you like, Debbie? What do you like, Rochelle? Okay, we'll average those out. That's what we'll give them.
Right? I don't think that's how it works, so why can't they provide the backup? It's not like it's a lot, it's just...
Don't we
and then the backup they provide is when you try to verify with department, you won't get the proper answer, so whatever they pay, I'm guessing, would be right.
Yeah. Well, that's why I say it comes back to that, too. If there's nobody else to haul it away for us, do we have to accept that?
Yeah. Well, who did they have before? You said he changed.
AOR.
Yes,
and
there is other.
Because when he changed, we were getting our bins were being picked up by Weeks. And Greg put out an RFP, and he hired Adams Brothers instead of Weeks to continue on with picking up our bins. And at that time, there was a conversation, I guess he had with David, about picking up the scrap metal as well. So there was an agreement there, but there's no written agreement there.
Mm.
And for the longest time, you know, we'd say, like, Greg, like, we haven't got anything for our scrap metal. Because, as I said, AOR was faithfully every month you got it, because there was a specific way that I had to record it when I was coming in. And you had a way ticket, and you knew how much was the scrap, how much was your mileage that you were paying, all of that stuff taken into account. I think the one check that we got from Adams Brothers, I don't even know that there was a slip with it. I think it was just a check.
The check on the check stub, there was information that's how much.
Yeah.
Whatever the bin, another bin, but this amount, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't have any detail like how they got it,
mm-hmm.
and how many loads they got it,
mm-hmm.
and then you try to verify that, and it's not going anywhere.
I have a complete horror story about an almost exact copy of this that was happening locally, not in McKellar, that I can't share, but I mean, it's just absolutely a horror story.
Mm-hmm.
All connected to the same issue where nobody keeps a record, and they pay cash, and it just disappears, and I mean, this is a further example of that, and there's a connection there to organized crime. So,
okay, we're not.
One thing. I think at our last budget meeting, we passed a motion to pull $4,500 out of the volunteer recognition to put over to the 150 committee. I don't think that happened in here.
No, it's part of that the line item, because it's already 5,000 there, so it will be applied against that.
Oh.
Yeah, because if you look at that line item,
what page is that on?
Page number
24 more? You said, or no, 25?
I don't know.
So the page number 3.
3.
Yeah, again on the same top portion. And the account number 02060051 volunteer recognition.
Yeah.
There is $5,000 already budgeted, so when the check was cut, actually it was already applied against this account, so we don't need to especially mention in that budget, so that's why.
Okay, it will be done.
Yeah.
That sounds like it.
No, no.
You sound pretty confident.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Resolution 24-176, with the Council of Dulac, second Council of Fecondon, be resolved the Council of Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby rising to report from the Committee of the Whole at 4:57 p.m. All questions? All those in favor? No opposed? Carried. Resolution number 24-177, moved by Councilor Hassan, second by Councilor Ryland, be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby direct the Treasurer to apply to Infrastructure Ontario for a loan in the amount of $773,000 utilized in the repair and resurfacing of specific roads. And further, the term of the loan is not to exceed 5 years. Discussion? All the questions? All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Any questions, comments from the public? In person or on Zoom?
Jennifer, are you there?
Yeah, sorry, I just had it on mute.
Okay.
Anyway, I couldn't hear a lot of it. I just, Nick and I had talked about the difference between the first draft and the final draft of the LSEC budget. There was an adding mistake in the first draft, but the categories had the same amounts in them. Just the total was wrong in the first draft. So there wasn't any big change in expenditure between the first draft of the LSEC budget and the final draft that I presented to council on December 19th. It was just added up wrong in November or whenever that was.
But to be clear, Jennifer, the last committee budget that we had a total expenditure of $18,093. The township budget that I have in front of me on page 18, for those of you who need to look, and at the bottom of the page, those amounts differ. In other words, there's a total here of $13,878. I spent perhaps an hour in the last week talking with Jennifer about these things. I have the amounts, and I sent an email to Roshan yesterday just to explain the discrepancy. But, I mean, so the committee passed two versions of the budget, and the first budget was, I think, these numbers that are here.
Yeah.
The second one was different, and it's obviously $5,000 more. The principal costs that we have are basically in water testing, including, well, there's a line in here for ice cap, sorry, not for ice cap, for the biosphere. That's $4,000. That one remains unchanged, and that is money that we pay to GBB. They invoice us, and we pay them. Some of the others, most of the other water testing things, the MLCA does it, and I believe they send us an invoice. Is that right, Jennifer?
MLCA pays for the water sampling, and then they send the invoices to the township.
Right. And then the last thing was, I mean, we could call it any number of things. I think the words that we decided on yesterday were just calling it education. All of the things, I have a detailed list here or whatever, but I mean, that adds up. I asked Roshan to reallocate within these four things. There's nothing for ice cap, but in the other three, and just put different buckets in there. But I mean, the total is $18,093. My only reason for mentioning this is because I know Jennifer is here, and so I thought we could at least discuss that. If you need me to, I can go through the detail because Jennifer has that from the committee. I think it's just a mistake in using an earlier version of the committee's budget that had a lower number, but that didn't accurately reflect the cost that we have. If you want, I mean, I can give...
I'll just put it back to Roshan.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was communicated to me yesterday, and it will be a part of the next budget.
Yeah.
Okay, so it will be 18?
18,093.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's fair, because I think in each case, well, in most cases anyway, we haven't really cut...
Right.
Ask for it, but
well, and don't we ever want to cut any water testing? Because I mean, that's absolutely critical to the whole community for sure. So,
yeah.
And that's not, you know, that's more than half. But I mean, it's and overall, it's a relatively small budget actually for what the group manages to get done.
Okay, so well, that'll be in the next budget. Right?
Sure.
Or if
okay.
Got it, that sounds
okay.
Good.
Okay. Anything else from you, Jennifer?
No, I just really admire the good job that you all are doing with this. It's a lot of work.
Would you tell other people? I can suggest a few if you need me to. So. But thank you for your kind comments. So,
we have resolution 24-178, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Haskin. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby given bylaw number 2024-23, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council. First and second reading, further read a third time and passed in open council this 28th day of March 2024. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. And then resolution 24-179, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Cuckenham. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourned this meeting at 5:02 p.m. We meet again on April the 2nd, 2024, or at the call of the mayor. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Meeting is now adjourned.
Thank you.